The time is 10:40. We've come out of closed session. Nothing to report at this time. Next item on the agenda is Resolution 02-2021, removal and revision of authorized signers.
Yeah, so Maxine Israel is still on the account as a signer, and then Terry Chinchu is not on there.
Okay.
So we'll have to remove her, and then is it usual, like, is it common for all the board members to be on there as signers?
Yes.
Okay. So then we'd have to add Mr. Teacher as well.
Okay. Do we want to do that now, or do we want to wait until after election time?
It's up to you guys. If you don't want to do it now, we could wait.
For him, that's going to be fine, but then we could just resolve it. Well, because we need to take the old board member off and put the new one on.
Okay, well, so I'll need a motion to do that.
I make a motion we change the approved signers and taking the old board member off and adding Mr. Houston. I will flex that motion.
So, motion to approve Resolution 02-2021, made by Director Wargo, second by Director Sin, or Director Morris. Sorry. Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Tincher?
Can you vote for yourself?
Aye.
Director
Wargo?
Aye.
Director Lee?
Aye. Are you there, Martin?
He's going to call, and he said he might be a little bit
On this one here, change authorization of officer on the Chase credit card. Who's on?
Maxine
is the only one on there?
Yeah, her name's on the statement.
Okay, so we need to change that and put.
Director Sanderson.
Hello. We just finished item
four.
We just finished item four on new business.
We're on
now we're on item five. It's under 5-9.
Okay. Okie doke. Yeah, my phone died. Whatever, anyhow. It's hard to get back here. Whatever, anyhow. Go for it.
Yeah. I make a motion.
Israel. And from the authorizing officer on the Chase credit card account and adding Sarah Wargo to the account.
No. Why do you need credit improvement?
I'm not part of it, though.
Do we have a second?
I second.
Motion to remove Maxine Israel as the authorizing officer on the Chase credit card account and add Sarah Wargo as the authorizing officer, made by Director Morris and second by Director Hinscher. Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Tincher?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Lee?
Aye. Next item for discussion action is Mitchell McLeod Connect Service Order. You're up.
So the phones we have right now, they're very outdated. We've had them for years, and they have a lot of problems with them right now. They're also going to be end of life as of October this year. So we're going to need to change that. Otherwise, we're not going to be able to get them serviced if anything goes wrong. But Accent came to us with a quote from Mitel, which is attached. There would be like an implementation charge of, I think it's $2,400, or no, it's $1,800. They were able to cut it down from $2,400 to $1,800 to install them all. And then after that, it would be only $150 per month for all the phones included.
This is all the landlines.
Yeah. So right now we're paying about $825 per month for all the lines. It would go down to $150 per month.
Wow. Sounds good.
Big difference.
But there's the second page. There's some questions that Calvin and I asked the accident representative, so if you guys had any questions, they might be on there. If you have any other questions, I could ask accident. Otherwise, if you don't see any issues, then you go ahead and approve. But there's one quote for myself, which is the actual phone company, and then one is Accent, which would actually be doing the installation of the phone.
So we still use freeconferencecall.com for conference calls?
Yeah, we could still use this free conference call. It wouldn't be this device. It would be a new device. But we could still use free conference call for the board meeting.
And for those of you who have issues with hearing this conference phone, it has Bluetooth capabilities where we can order each director who desires one part of the speaker, so you can actually hear what the speaker, you know, the caller or the listener is saying.
Bluetooth speaker and microphone could be added at a later time, which could be placed throughout the boardroom to make it easier to hear if needed.
Can you ask if the, because it's got some kind of instant messaging feature, and I'm wondering if that would be able to be used on the cell phone?
He said the instant messaging, he said it's similar to Teams, which I'm not familiar with.
But are you guys using Teams?
We don't
Microsoft?
Use Teams. But he said that's more for like in-house, like in-office communication. Like, I could connect it to my computer and I could send Ellen a message. But we don't really need to do that since we're so small. So we probably wouldn't use the.
I just didn't know if there was like a group messaging that you guys could all send out to the phone and then without sending them to the phone. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you want me to ask about that?
No, but do you guys have the ability to be on Teams? Like with the...
I'm not sure. I don't know if Teams... Is that something you pay for? I know...
Teams comes with Microsoft.
We're able to, like, join in other people's meetings with Teams, but we don't use it. And I don't know if there's a reason we don't use it. We just never have as far as synthetic is, but...
That's pretty
Microsoft Teams or Zoom. During a casual conversation, Steve Anderson advised me that the governor of California is expected to sign a bill next month that requires public agency to have access, or public to access, you know, Zoom or Microsoft Teams, and that's more cost than directives in either October or November, and write a resolution that so we can start selecting Microsoft Teams or Zoom or some other platform where people can actually see and we can actually see them speak.
Mm-hmm. And our Teams is pretty slick, but if you don't have Teams on your phone, I don't know how you can go into a different Teams meeting, like video setting.
We'll
deal
with
that
when
we get
there.
Yeah.
I'll
keep
it on me.
Okay.
Don't look at me and bang on the bed.
Oh, I'm trying to figure out how to call myself here. Okay, so I need a motion to either accept or reject all this hard work.
I move that we accept the Mitel McLeod Connect service order.
So motion to approve the Mitel MyCloud Connect service order made by Director Sanderson and seconded by Director Warfel. Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Tincher?
Aye.
Director Warfel?
Aye.
And Director Lee?
Aye.
Very nice.
Okay. Next thing was Public comment. Future agenda items. Do you have the agenda item for the individuals that were here earlier?
Yes.
Okay. Any other agenda items that the board wishes to put on the agenda?
Nope.
Management? The public? No. We all read your manager's report on the incidents and everything, and a lot of it was gone over in the meeting also. Do you feel any more need to go over any of that before we cut out?
There was something else I added to the manager's report.
Come on, man. Let's finish this.
Right, tubing?
Yeah.
I put in the tubing, and I also put a drain pipe at the very bottom of it. This shows you the electric.
Spray?
Yes.
Awesome.
So,
okay. Board comments? Okay.
Nope.
Future board meeting, Tuesday, October 19th, 2021 at 5 p.m. for the finance and audit. Regular board meeting, Tuesday, October 19th, 2021, 6 p.m. Personnel committee, none. Water Alliance meeting for next month was canceled. Or for the 22nd was canceled. Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Don't even wait for a vote, huh?
Second.
I second. I third it.
Now we're good.
It is 10:47 p.m. Meeting adjourned at 10:47 on Tuesday, September 21st, 2020.
Yeah, this is a late meeting.
The latest meeting we've had in how many years?
A long time.
It hasn't been years. We have one until midnight last year.
I vote aye to stop it.
All right, I'm gonna hang up on you, Martin.
Oh, you got it, darling. Thank you very much. Okay,
bye.
Take care.